So how do you use your mobile phone? What kind of apps or tools do you use to get in contact with Eisenhüttenstadt, and for what is it good for?
Actually, that smartphone and that internet is in mostly in Lagas, no internet. And that is the reason every single refugee have smartphone, they take with installment. And some media also say refugees have smartphones, very expensive. Because mostly refugees contact with us, if some people know they need to get lawyer, they use that smartphone in Google where they can get lawyers. And in this way, mostly in Heim, in Brandenburg and Berlinheim, several, we put it our connections, our websites, and then they used. And then they found in internet some connection and easily found to me in WhatsApp, in Stop Deportation Facebook page, and then they can easily contact us in these things. And that is the reason we say, yeah, also there is this kind of help, and they are using that smartphone to build a network with us. And we built with more than 100 refugees at that network to directly communicate, because email is difficult for us many times. Many people do not speak English, they do not write English, like difficult for them. And but directly can call some people also, hello, hi, and I have problem, this kind of word they use to communicate. And that is the reason we use WhatsApp or Facebook or this kind of things to communicate our smartphones.
And then you also mentioned you get very often reject calls or calls to stop a deportation, because as you realize, there's also a deportation center inside the Ersthaufnahmelager. So people just fronting also the deportation center while they're inside the Ersthaufnahmelager. And how is it possible? Just you don't get calls, you get very often messages. And how is it possible?
Yeah, like actually, mostly, for example, someone try to call to me from deportation center. And I get so many calls, and sometimes I get annoyed, I don't receive. Like, oh, what can I do is in evening, night, during the day. And then is one also very good strategy from some guys, like everyone who have problem, he think about that, what he knew, need and what he will be do. They record a message on WhatsApp, and then they send it. Then however, when I saw that message or listen that message, then I know I have to call that person, because he have that problem. And inside deportation center, they do not have internet and smartphones. But outside people, they always record that message from them. And then they send it to us, okay, actually, I am that. And inside that person, he's calling from that number to you, but you did not pick up. Please, if you can help us thank you very much. We listen about you, because we have some regular contact in Eisenhüttenstadt, and that is the reason people use that. And that is very successful. I think it's always work with us, that idea, and it's less stress. We know who have problem, we have to react, and when his deportation, everything with that record message, we can forward to other also.
What you also mentioned is, before I come back to the plan, for example, is we had the talk in the Gorky, for example, that Eisenhüttenstadt is very much outside of it. So people go inside the city center to send you a message to Berlin. And sometimes you're also calling the police. So you're kind of interacting also in the same time with the people in the Lager, and what kind of calls you have to do to call the police.
Yeah, like actually that I mentioned already. Number one, Frontex and European EU all decide any more deportation is not valid. Like who have doubling deportation, you can't put them in prison to refugees. That is the reason we have to call to police to ask them how is that possible, because he have doubling deportation and you arrest him and put him in prison. And they always gave answer, yeah, actually, Osnara Behorda decide. But when his court decide, you can't put that person in prison because he have doubling deportation. It's not, that is really law from 2015, you can't put prison from doubling deportation refugees. And then is also one good idea, because we have problem mostly with language. Mostly guys from Africa, and how I get call and how I get that message, they are from Africa and they are from different countries, and then they don't speak enough good English. And who record from them WhatsApp message is also Arabic speaker. And then internet cafe is always, internet is closed. Then they have to go in city center because there is some internet free places. Then they translate that message sometime, and then they send it to us, because we also say if it's possible to translate in English, to send in English, or just mention with written language name, we can try to translate ourselves. That they use to go in, and then also in city center to easy call from WhatsApp and from this kind of things, because in Haim, that is out of city. You can't call, very good is signal problem, and they have to go almost to better communicate, to go in city to communicate with us. And one more thing I mentioned about that Haim and that city and this all things, why city we call and why not Haim? Because if you walk from in front of Haim, several buildings, it look like a city, but some 2 to 3 kilometers between empty space, some grounds and some earths, like that, some farms, and then is city. And there is, Eisenwasser is not very big city. There is some big booster who can control internet and connection. And there is just SIM card is work, that is Leica SIM card. Other all SIM cards are not. And then if you have Leica, you can't use internet. You need, and when you arrive there new, you also do not know how can you communicate. You need Wi-Fi to get connected. In Lagas, not allowed to have Wi-Fi. In any Lagas, they don't allow Wi-Fi. And this kind of problem, they have to go in city to communicate with us.